Force on Force features the largest and strongest outdoor military organization in the country. These are the men and women who make it possible to enjoy the freedom to hunt and fish. It is with great pride that we bring you Force on Force podcast, coming to you from the Force on Force Talk.
Hey, welcome to the Force on Force Talk podcast. I'm your host, Sean Darble. We're at a special event. We're here at the Toby, the 34th annual Toby. You hear the noise in the background. We're actually on location for our very first podcast. We're excited to be here for this event. We talked about earlier than we were going to do one. I'm here with the president of the Toby, Skipper. She has been doing this for 20 years now, so we're going to let you kind of introduce yourself. Go ahead, Skipper.
Hi, I'm Skipper Johnson. I got started with the Toby in 2004. Just started with the weigh-in line like these guys are doing right now.
We kind of put her on the spot today and told we were going to have her on here and talk about it. But this is a very special event. So it's the Texas Oilman's Bass Invitational here in Toledo Bend, Cypress Bend Park, here in the Louisiana border. But more than that, what exactly does this tournament do? Tell us what it does.
So we raise money for the renal unit at Texas Children's Hospital. So all the funds go
1, 5, 6, 8.
We help support those families and support every year in the summertime. And we have a Christmas party for
first place.
And we take care of the families.
Yeah, so that's very important. You know, what you guys do with the Texas Children's Hospital. We love being a part of that. Because we see this anytime you can work with kids, especially, those that are pretty much you're meeting on the worst day of their life. And so that's what's really special about this event, that we get to do that, raise money and not just money, but awareness, because that's kind of what we're going to do as podcast, is kind of raise awareness to talk about, how we can get other people involved in what you guys are doing. So let's talk about that. There's multiple ways that they can get involved with. How do they get involved with Toby to kind of help out with this?
Well, sponsorships. So sponsorships help, right? That's raising money for them. Absolutely makes a difference. So sponsorships are coming out and getting a team and fishing. But it is an oil field related. So it's Texas Oilman's Bass Invitational. And you have to be a part of the film.
All right, guys.
So you have to be on the upstream. So if you're drilling completions production, if you're in the oil field, just go back, get a team for sponsors.
Right. And I think not just that, but it allows to go for a good cause. And how much money did we got raised last year?
$50,000. And we have donated since beginning over $3 million.
That's a lot. That's a lot. So, especially on a day like you, meeting kids on the worst of their lives and to bring a smile to their families, that's really, because I say that because, we've done a lot of work with Gold Star kids, Army bass anglers, Buck Cunnelson. And I always say that because if you've never experienced dealing with kids in those situations, you don't really know what it's like. And to be able to give them a little glimmer, a little bit of normal, because what you're trying to do is give them a little bit of normalcy in their life. Am I right?
Exactly.
Is it okay?
And the reason that we support the renal unit is that the renal unit is very different than the heart unit or the cancer unit. These are kids who are kind of in limbo until they can get a transplant. So they may be there 6 months, they may be there 6 years, right? So it's about keeping them alive. And these kids are small because they have kidney issues. They have problems in school. They're sick a lot. They get bullied a lot. So part of what Texas Children's Renal Unit does is they work with the schools to make sure that they keep up with their homework. They help them go do fun things. Most of these kids have never fished. We take them fishing. They get to be away from their parents for a day. They have a ball. And a lot of them are very unfortunate. And so the Christmas party is kind of a big deal. I was surprised at what a big deal a Christmas party is, So even getting sponsors for that, being able to get these kids a meaningful gift is a big deal.
Yeah, I think we sometimes take for granted some of the things. I always say this a lot. I've been on 3 deployments around the world. I've got to see things that a lot of people don't get to see. And I think a lot of us as Americans sometimes we take for granted. And the closest I think people here in this country can really get to what I've experienced is get to go to places and work with kids like that in that environment, because that's really, you know, people that are less fortunate.
That's a healthy thing.
They've not been very, very
efficient there.
They're just
seeing.
They're so happy to just get one little things, you know, and that's what's so amazing.
That's
so what if your mother at the Christmas party this year, she had a special, they were Polish.
1916.
They had never been to a Christmas party.
They
were so excited to get their Christmas clothes. They wore them, like they got up at 6 in the morning. They were wearing their clothes all day. They were so excited.
Well, that one looks like a hard
ass. Somebody that's never had a Christmas before or been to a Christmas party.
Right.
Right. That was their first one. You know, that little remote control car was a big
deal. It's almost like going back to like
six years ago. Their very first
memory, you know, when you're a parent to be able to
welcome
and
they're still part of it.
But these kids are older and seeing that for the
first time.
Well, I will tell you that in the last 5 years, all of a sudden, we're seeing a lot of that are having these kids. And I think before they were able to save them, and now they are. But like we started getting requests for mobiles for when they're doing their dialysis. So these kids have to have dialysis 3 to 4 times a week. They're there for 4 to 6 hours. And so, like, we supply iPads, game systems. And nobody could get around the city. If these kids don't get to the hospital,
right,
they die.
Right.
And so, like, they had to work with the National Guard. They had to work with the Coast Guard.
We got somebody else coming up.
It's a very special, unique situation.
Let's look at
it. That's what we love being a part of, what we come to. Toby, it's one of our favorite times of the year. We have a couple of big events, but the center around kids, and this is one of them. Toby's always really a special time for us. For me, coming to the Cypress Band is always really special because, for one, that's where I won the first ever Force on Force Championship right here in Cypress Band Park. And I did it with Gold Star Kids, so it always has a special place. We were filming several weeks ago.
11/9
Our film crew was we were at dinner. They were doing a look back and looking at some old footage, and they go, they were making fun of me because they were laughing because that's when I grabbed the trophy and was so excited in that, and so I had to explain to them that win, because it was a very rough time in my life, and so when it happened here, not just for me, but with those kids, how much it meant and how much to celebrate with them. And so it was a time to kind of share. So every time I come here, I've always brought back
your curious
emotions. Kind of special place for really, you know, very, very special to be here in this particular part. Because I remember walking up this dock right here behind me.
Right. Yeah.
I was pretty sure we had it won, but I didn't know we had it won or not. I always joke, and it's such a special place to come, you know, Toledo Bend and just in general. So it's been great. I know you guys are wonderful letting us be a part of it. We enjoy being a part of what we do here. I know I'm going to try to talk to a couple other people here today. So I appreciate, Skipper, you being a part of it. Thank you for everything you do. And I know, you know, we hope we always get to come back and help you guys out. And we're very, I would say this, like, I look and there's a lot of stuff that we give to you guys, and it says, you know, Army Bassling or Sean Dowerbull on the boom. But I would tell this to everybody out there. It's really not Sean Dowerbull. That's all my task force members, all the partners in Army Bassling. Those are the people that make that happen, allow us to give that stuff. Because if it wasn't for my task force members who support us so hard, we wouldn't be able to do what we do with you guys.
And we appreciate that so much because it makes a difference to what we can give to the kids.
And I try to say that because a lot of our task force members don't ever get to see this. And so I try to share that with them. Be like, they get to help out in a way they never really understand and deal. And so, that's why I really want to emphasize to them that stuff comes from them. And that's what's really important. It comes from our members. And that's what really the driving force. So I appreciate it. We take your hopping on with us. So I'm going to get some more people in back.
Right, thank Skipper. You.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sean. Bye.
So that was Skipper Johnston, the president of Toby. Glad she could be on here. But most, you know, we enjoy coming here. I got my partner here from pro staff member. Long, trusted.
You read my bio. I really should read the bio.
George Shippey. Hey, if you guys haven't played around with AI, we like to do that at night and like type in each other's names and all those apps and see what it kind of spits out. And I did that with George last night.
Yeah, it takes some artificial intelligence to make me sound really brilliant.
Brilliant and like awesome fisherman and everything else.
Exactly. Yeah, I was looking at it. I'm like, man, that should be my, from now on, I should be introduced as that. You know, so I'm like, golly.
You know, if you guys watched Force on Force for a couple of, you know, I don't know, since when did you first, probably season 6?
Inception. No, I don't know. I think it was like, it seemed like I was.
You've been around for, you've been the oldest members of the organization.
Yeah, I was. I've been around for a long time. I remember, I think I came here one time. We were just talking about that before we came on. I came down here one year. I think it may have been the year you cheated, or I mean that you won, but I don't remember. So no, that was a tough year. We had all that weather come in. That's all to you guys. Y'all did good. We had the weather come in. It really rained, and the thing, we had come down for the whole week. Spent a lot of time over around 6 Mile and housing some of those areas over there. Really, I don't have a whole lot of experience on this lake, which is funny because I grew up not far from here. I mean, I grew up on Lake Sam Rayburn.
Right.
And when you live on Sam Rayburn, you just really, there's really no need to go to Plato Bend. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and in those days, you know, it's not like I had big aspirations of being a professional bass fisherman, but I was on the lake almost every day, whether it's a pontoon boat, ski boat, catfish, perch jerking, whatever, you know, around Shirley Creek, 103 Bridge, some of those areas. So it was over quite a bit. So then come over here. We stayed over here for a whole week, and man, it was horrible. I mean, it's like, golly, is there even any fish in this thing? So I think you guys end up making a pretty good run from here. We actually left out of the marina we're sitting at, which is Cypress Bend, and I think y'all went out of here and had a pretty good run to get where y'all were fishing in, I believe, if I recall.
It was a 45-minute run one way. I mean.
Yeah. See, and people do that all the time, and I'm one of those guys that I guess maybe if I had – just pure confidence that I was going to go there. But, you know, it's like you're driving past, I mean, all these fishing spots, you know, everywhere out here looks so good.
It was. And I remember like that day before and talking to Don Brunson and having a discussion with him. And because we knew the conditions were really tough. And those are the fish. That was the only fish we found. And I remember Jeff and I talking to Don and just saying, about the decision to run, because that's a big, you only got 4 hours on a TV show, and do we run down there and risk it all? And Don goes, well, what else are you going to do? You ain't on any fish anywhere else. So if you don't run, you know you're not going to catch any fish. So what do you got to lose to run down there? But probably the biggest decision and all that, and I talked about that with Skipper a while ago, was, you know, for us, we're fishing with the Gold Star kids then, and that was kind of a cool deal, and why I have so many memories here at Cypress Bend Park, why I love coming to the Toby. I had to go to those two moms who just barely had met me and be like, hey, do you mind if your two boys take a 45-minute boat ride one way with me?
On Toledo Bend.
On Toledo Bend.
And not the best conditions to run in 45 minutes either.
And so for them to trust us, me and Jeff, to make that run. And because I told them, I said, we're probably on fish to win this thing. I mean, we were that confident. But then I got down there, and I'll tell this story all the time. I told this an earlier podcast, man, it warmed in the night. It was in November, and you know, fish, and you get up in those creeks and stuff, and those fish can move in the fall, transitioning, you know, and they had moved further back in the creek. And so I didn't get a bite for 30 minutes, and my stomach's just turning because of that. Exactly what you're talking about, making that long run, and you're testing up all this productive water, and you're thinking, and you don't get a bite for 30 minutes, and you're thinking, if I made a horrible mistake. And easily the wheels can spin out of control, and you can abandon what you want to do and what you think you're going to do. And luckily enough, I stuck with it long enough, probably because of the fact that we didn't have anything else to do, not because I was that disciplined. I think it was more that we just didn't have anything else. So what else were we going to do? So I really didn't have any other choice but to stick with it. And we just found them move further back up in there. And then when we found them, it was just one right after the other, right after the other. We were able to catch them. So as saying, this place has a special bond for me. But I think, you know, we come down here a lot now, and I think it's one of our favorite events, the Toby, to come down here.
The Toby is. The Toby's a hard event for me because when I'm coming down here, you know, my truck's just covered in pollen. You know, at this time of the year, that only means one thing. You know, the fish are getting ready to spawn. At the pine trees are, you know, coming out. Everything's just freaking yellow all over the water. You know, the water temperature's right. Everything's just the right conditions for them to bring in some big bags. And, of course, we sit here and we listen to these weigh-ins right now from us.
Yeah.
You know, I think what right now, I believe a 978's leading the big bass for the tournament. But they're steadily coming in. So they are catching some good fish. And you know they're out there. As a matter of fact, so you remember the one year I caught almost 8-pounder just right out here. You know, just playing around, you know, between people coming in, you know, so we go over there. But yeah, it's always a good tournament, you know. But then another bad part of it, and I was just thinking about this a while ago, is if you've never been to the Toby, or if you get the chance to even come work as part of the Army Bass Anglers, the pro staff, or the task force guys, you know, if you get a chance to come and work this, the worst part about it is, you know, the winter's over. It's time to come out. You know, sometimes you can wear shorts. I was froze to death last year. But, you know, this is a time of year where you're trying to take that winter coat off, you know, that get to lose a little bit of weight. And then every day, I mean, they have the best food out.
I know, man. We got some great cooking yesterday. We'll get some more great cooking today. And
tonight or this evening, the sponsors, you know, the Premier Catering is here, you know. But these people, man, they know. Listen, I grew up down. You know, like I said, grew up on Rayburn, so I was over this way quite a bit. But, gee, people down here know how to cook.
Good Louisiana Cajun food down there, you know?
And it works out for me because I like to eat. So, you know.
We try to sneak off, too, and maybe go eat some crawfish while we're down here. It's a good time. And just to get out, not only that, but it just, for us, I think the camaraderie and everything that we do is just pretty awesome. I love it because we're sitting around hanging out to probably 1-2 o'clock in the morning last night,
catching up on times. And we got a pretty good, I guess, what that bird boat, whatever we'll say it, Airbnb.
Yeah, we're staying right on the water, and we're watching guys out there catching fish right there in front of where we were staying at this morning, you know.
Yeah, and I want to steal the mattress that I slept on last night. I mean, never do I get that kind of, I'm like, man, this mattress is incredible, because I thought for sure I was the last one to come in. Y'all were already here. So I said, you know, they went and they probably laid in every one of these beds to see which had the best mattress. So I know I'm probably not going to sleep on the floor or on the couch or something, but come in. No, it was good.
Hey,
look at there.
There's Ty Frederick, one of our task force member guys right there. But yeah, it's funny. So I joke about this. You said it. We did, I guess season 10, we did a look back. 10 years.
Yeah.
And you talked about the early days of Army Bass, and now you go in there, it looks like an icing board.
Oh, yeah.
So now we don't, you know what happens when we go places? We don't necessarily pick beds based on comfort. Everybody's picking beds based on outlets.
Exactly. Well, you know, that's what, when you get ready to start going somewhere to fish, you know, the first thing I do is I say, well, okay, I wonder how far I'm going to be from, I want to have plenty of extension cord, you know, to be able to run, to charge the boat batteries and that. You know, now the boats, I mean, good morning, 5 batteries, you know, 4 or 5 batteries in the boat, you know, several different chargers, you know, for the lithium and this. And so, you know, I start looking at that and what all to take to cover and all this. But then I also got to look. So, okay, well, I better take a little extra extension cord, you know, to plug the CPAP machine in, you know, charge the iWatch, you know, charge the iPhone.
Exactly. Like, I joke about, we were somewhere and Roy Sr., like, he could act like he's going to give me the good bed. Like, what I realized was he was taking all the outlets, he was going to take a little bit small bed because he was going to take all the outlets.
Yeah, get all the outlets to run all the machines. Yeah, we had a good, we always have a good time.
A lot of fun at this event. I think I just love seeing the people and really, and what this event kind of is giving back, you know, with the Texas Children's Hospital. It's really good. To be able to do that, I think a really, really awesome deal. I'm hoping that maybe we get a couple more guys. The Skeeter demo team is out here doing boat rides.
Yeah.
which is really cool because I'm getting ready to order my new FXR. So, which I know I was going to order a new FXR, but it gave me actually a chance to look at some color patterns in person, what color I wanted to look at. But a lot of guys are out here taking these Skeeter demo rides. And if you've never ridden a Skeeter, you know, it's definitely something to try out because, you know, somebody's going to walk away with an 18-foot Skeeter boat out here that they sponsor this event every single year. And a big part of this with Skeeter and everything that they do with it, and that's what's really cool because they're partnering with us, and so, you know, having them be a part of such an event that we're a part of, and we can kind of team up with it, I think that's really, really cool that we're here. I talked about it earlier with Skipper, and I thought this is a really cool fact for all our task force members. I walked down through there, and it says all that stuff that gets donated that gets raffled off, and it says donated by the Army Bass Anglers, and then it says Sean Dalrymple, and I want to make it really clear that stuff isn't from Sean Dalrymple. That stuff is from our task force members.
Right, right. All the people that put work into
because
it. Because
I only get to, you and I only get to do that because that stuff comes from the task force members. You know, a Dakota Lithium battery, a Bonafide kayak, All Seasons grill, that, you know, a Lawrence HGS Pro, all that stuff came because of our task force members and the hard work that they put throughout the year. And so, you know, that stuff is there and going for a long ways to get out there and support this event. And that's why I can't think of it enough from our task force side. That's why I want to make sure they kind of understand. That's all because of them.
And there's some good coalition guys out there.
Yeah.
Task force and coalition. Yeah. I think, I don't know if you want to explain, you know, what the difference is.
Yeah.
Somebody listening might not understand exactly what the difference in that is.
So a task force guy, so we about 2 years ago, we kind of redefined our members out there. A lot of what we did doctrinally from downrange. So task force member is anybody that served in the military, U.S. military, because when you're deployed downrange, you're part of a task force, whether it's a, you know, but it can be a task force, can be an Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, but they're all U.S. military.
That's right.
So typically, then anybody outside that task force is what we call the coalition. So whether it was, you know, other government agencies or anybody else. So we have members that want to support the cause, that are coalitions, or just anybody that served, but they support us because they're believing so strongly in what we do with the nonprofits. So along those same lines of what we know from the terms, when you flip on the news and you hear about, you know, Task Force 82 or, you know, the coalition, that's where those terms come from. Those terms, they're actually doctrinal terms from the military.
Right. And also, you know, I think you remember when I opened the show for when Chuck and Rory fished
the
Force on Force. And I think one thing I mentioned then was, you know, yeah, we're not professional fishermen, you know, but we were more still are, or at one time, you know, professional soldiers, sailors, airmen, and marine, you know, that all share a love of the outdoors and you know, a passion for being on the water and stuff. Yeah.
I think that's so important because, man, our level of professionalism, what we've done in the past, that's what separates us from everybody else out there. And I think sometimes we don't talk about it enough, but it's also what brings us together and unites us, that task force. That's why I talk about this all the time. If we take it, I love what we do for the nonprofit stores. I mean, there's no doubt. We do great things. But if I get asked, if I could take everything away, the one choice that we do better than anything, since we provide an area where guys, girls can come together like-minded for a love of the outdoors and that camaraderie that they had when they were in the military.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. Good point for sure. So, yeah, you know, you're talking about getting back to nonprofits. Hey, so all the years I've been in this, Toby, and Skeeter owners, I mean, all the different events I work, you know, I can't even, they start running together. I can't even remember, but I always say, you know, a lot of times you see the same faces, you know. Yeah. Skeeter owners tournament, you're going to see a certain group. You go to Sealy, you know, the tournament we worked at, you're going to see a different group, you know, so you always see a different group. But something happened this time that I don't know if we talk about this or, you know, if you brought this up with anybody else, you know, last night. So we come down on Thursday night and we start the registration and we sell the smaller bottles of BioBore for $20. Yeah. And part of that $20, what that does is it puts you in the big bass pot for the tournament. They have a separate big bass tournament, but it's almost like a second chance pot or whatever. So you get a good product, BioBoard, which is one of our sponsors.
Right.
Takes that, you know, protects your boat. Like I was telling everybody last night, you know, it's not just your boat, your lawnmower, your weed eaters, you know, your car, whatever. And so you get a good product for it, but then it gives you, if you end up catching the biggest bass of this tournament, you get to come back and bring that bottle that you purchased, and we give them $500 cash. So that's a good thing there. But one of the other things we always do, we always have, anybody's listening is probably familiar with, that we have the raffle, or sometimes we'll do the squares. We've done the squares. So last night, we filled the squares up. We completely sold out of the squares in one night.
Right.
Normally, we'll go into Friday. We'll sell a lot of squares Friday evening. And usually by Saturday, when everybody's back out here, I remember carrying some of this. Like we done a Lawrence graph, 16-inch graph. And we were carrying it around the table where maybe somebody
could come by. Me and you were doing it.
Yeah, me and you done it to be able to finish selling it up. So last night, we actually sold all of the squares in one night, which was great. But there's more to that story. So what ended up happening is one of the people that bought the squares, I think they bought maybe one or two squares or whatever it was. And of course, we do all this on live, on Facebook Live or whatever. It's all recorded. So it's all done random. Well, the guy that won it had donated the prize back. And so we had a lot of discussions last night. You know, we were kind of torn between ourselves. You know, it was the four of us, me, Sean, Chuck, Rory, and Brent. So five of us. So we're all in the room. You know, so do we come back and offer the guys, hey, here's another chance. You know, another we're going to do it again. Or do we just do some other prize? You know, what's the best way to do it? So we actually made a decision last night that we were going to raffle something else and just kind of let that die.
Yeah.
You know, well, when we came out, everybody heard it. Well, they wanted that prize back.
They wanted it back.
And so we got it back. We did lower the price on it. So we're going to run it again, which is great because, you know, some of these things we do is for our nonprofit.
Right.
You know, we're all here for our nonprofits. But so it allows us to donate more, just like the Toby here, this event here. And I don't know if you've talked about, you know, the if we even know a monetary amount to what we donate for the Toby.
I know this year we donated about almost $12,000. And I think it was somewhere around $13,000 last year. And that goes into the bigger pot to help them raise money to give that they actually last year was able to write a $50,000 check to the Texas Reno Union.
Right. Exactly. So those are the things that we do. And I think a lot of people don't see it. They see us out here selling, t-shirts like we run a flea market or something. You know, if I ever get retired from the government service, I've got a bright future ahead in maybe a flea market or
which next
cat food.
Which is really cool as we kind of end this. As we transition, we're going to the Bassmaster Classic next week.
Next weekend.
Which you brought up, one of our nonprofits is going to be there with us. Folds of Honor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're actually going to be in the booth with us at the Bassmaster Classic.
That's awesome.
So we've got a big 20 by 20 booth, biggest booth we've ever had for the Bassmaster Classic. We're doing some really cool things. We're selling some products that we've never sold before, doing some partnerships to bring on some stuff for the classic from Foresight Turrets and some other stuff. But also, this right there in Tulsa, which is home of Folds of Honor.
Yeah.
And, you know, Folds of Honor is going to be doing some stuff at the classic in a couple different places, but they kind of reached out to me and said, hey, can we come be in your booth? And I'm like, is that really a question? And I was like, you guys are always welcome in our booth. So we're going to have Folds of Honor off and on in our booth at the classic. If you guys don't know about Folds of Honor, what it does, it provides scholarships for disabled veterans and deceased veterans for their children and spouses. So, or just their children, and which goes a long way. And they do it. They raise so much money, and across the country, they do that stuff. And so they have a really passion for doing that. And I know through Patriot Sporting Challenge, we've raised $500,000 over the last 5 years with that deal.
Yeah, it's awesome. That is awesome. So yeah, that's what I say. If I say anything else on this podcast, anybody. So if you're a task force guy out there, you're thinking about, you know, coming and working in one of these events, supporting one of these events. Yeah, we have a good time. You know, we really do. There's a lot of stuff. You know, like I can probably say, you know, like being here with Oscar Guthrie. You know, I don't know if y'all have met Oscar yet or no. If you know Chuck Guthrie, ask him why they call him Oscar.
You need to, every time anybody meets Chuck Guthrie now, just call him Oscar.
Oscar.
Oscar's going to be his new name, and just go up and do that. You know, we're all about call signs, nicknames, in the military. So
yeah. So and I think Oscar fits it better.
It does. Chuck. I do. I like that.
Chuck was, I would go with Oscar.
I think
and it's pretty cool because I'm fishing with Chuck this year. You was talking earlier about the Skeeter, the boat ride. So I fish out of FX 20 yeah. foot boat, and Chuck has the 21 foot boat.
Right.
And so last weekend we fished on Sam Rayburn, and man, I told him, I said, dude, you're going to cost me some money riding this 21 foot boat. Now I got to go back and explain to my wife. Listen, I know I said this is going to be the last boat. You know, I'm getting up there in years, you know, this will be the last one. This will last me on through. And man, I've got it. I've got the fever bad. So, yeah, I'm staying away from over there. And then they parked this one right here. Hey, a beautiful boat, right?
I know where you can get one of those at.
Yeah, I know you do. Hey.
You know I did the last one, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
I loaned it out for like 2 days of fishing, and he never wanted to give it back.
Yeah, well.
Darla might not like me for a little while, but, you know.
That should be. she's forgiving. She's forgiving. Forgive and forget.
I say this all the time. The list of wives that don't like me along the way is long and distinguished. So, you know.
Right. That's right. Yeah. No, so, well, man, it's getting about that time.
It is. So, we're going to wrap this up, George. I really appreciate it. Hey, awesome journey we're having on the Force on Force Top podcast. Appreciate you being on here, George, for this, and appreciate Skipper getting on here, and we look forward to talking to you next week. If you want to know more about us, all buck, bass, or duck, go to forceonforcetv.com, and we'll see you at the Classic. Cool?
Cool.
Thanks for listening to the Force on Force podcast. Join us next time as we dive into more topics from the Force on Force Talk. For more information or to learn how to join the organization, visit our website at forceonforcetv.com.